Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
There are a couple of things going on around town we want you to know about. Oh, Don and Mike, is this true?
Two favorite radio guys. I know you're a big fan of theirs.
I am.
In the afternoon at 4 o'clock today, right out in front of their studios in Fairfax, they're going to dip themselves into 500 pounds of soaking wet hot chocolate. They're going to come out, they're going to dry, and then they invite the general public to come, as they say, to bite off pieces of them.
Yes, you can. Now, I thought about this. I mean, because I do like them very much, but they don't, it's, I mean, they just strike me as kind of, I've never seen them, but they sound kind of maybe scruffy. But they're going to wrap themselves in plastic first.
They're both very attractive men.
I already announced that I'm gay.
Anyway,
so you can do that.
Whatever. Anyway.
Right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Of course we are.
Duh.
Right.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
One never knows when a homosexual is about.
Yeah.
Especially if you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
It's such a shame.
Oh, I hate to stop that jam.
Yeah.
But I got to share another
jam. It's just out.
Oh, yeah. This one's rocketing.
That's a champagne jam.
That's rocking.
We're
going to
have us a champagne jam.
Ooh. Ooh, Lord. You're going to need some spray.
I got it.
Lord.
Bring the orange spray over here, Rob.
Oh, Lord.
Rob.
Lord.
Oh, mm. Hey, Don.
I ate me a lot of greens this weekend.
Don, this is Bill Walton. What kind of deal is that? Why are you doing that? Why are you making those kind of smells? Hey, man, foul. I cry foul on you.
I do it because we can.
That comes from me, Bill Walton.
Let me see. Still to come,
yes.
I hope on today's show, Wheel of People, including the triumphant return of my brother.
Very good. Great.
This portion of our show on Westwood One brought to you by eSurance.com, instant online car insurance. We have another big, not quite Las Vegas-style show coming up in the month of August, of which today's the 7th already. That'll be coming up. We'll have the information for you about that.
Okay.
And that's where we say thank you for listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for admitting to the ratings company that you listen to the show. And thanks for giving the show traction.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when we were up in New York with the Window Lickers, it was very nice to have some good ratings from around the country.
Yeah. But they said, we want more.
Yes.
We want more.
So all we ask is that you listen harder.
Right.
We're trying very hard not to suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
We're trying. How about that for an endorsement?
We make that effort every day, I think. We come in here and we try not to suck.
We're trying really hard not to suck, mm-hmm. and we're asking you to listen harder.
Right.
And right here in D.C., which is really what everybody looks at, because we've been in D.C. together, Mike and I, for over 20 years.
Right.
They want to make sure.
Yeah.
Well, someone's got to applaud it. Thank you, Mike. They want to make sure the show gets back on top.
Uh-huh.
And I mean in the overall ratings, of which I have pontificated on countless occasions.
Right.
Boy, do I feel another blast coming up.
Oh, dear.
So, the ratings are out. You've heard us talk about it. We were number 15.
Right.
Now we're back up to number 4 and number 1 in all our demos. But the station we got to worry about is the news station.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The news station.
Oh, they've been a little troublesome.
This is totally inside. I want to say something on the radio. A guy who Mike and I have goofed on for a while, but not really goofed. Albie VD.
Yeah, Albie lost his gig.
Yeah, he got canned over at the Top 40 station across the street. And Albie VD, if you ever want to come on the air and lambaste your former employers, although it's not necessarily a move that I would say is in your best interest. I certainly have done it, and things worked out okay for me.
We did that. We've done that with other disc jockeys before.
Yeah.
If they want to come in here and
nice,
you know, on their way to their next gig, if they want to do that, he wants. And it sounds like maybe he was a little manipulated over there, which is you know, something maybe he needs to talk about.
Guy's been at it playing records as long as Mike and I have been talking. So anyway, Albie VD, if you're out there, sorry you got S-canned.
Good guy, really nice guy.
And give us a call.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
I hope you get another gig quick.
Me too. And I think he's had a problem showering as well.
Well, he, the only thing I know about Albie is that he would wear those tank tops with the, you know, the really long armhole cutouts where it goes like down to his belt line, and you just see his big old gut there. And we used to make fun of that all the time. But you know what?
And he with us.
You know why we made fun of him? Because he was something, he brought something. Good I mean, guy. He was fun to make fun of because he was somebody who actually had a personality. And I hate to see the guys like that not get a gig.
And back in the day, back in the bad old days, I had some real good nights with Albie VD and Mike Beach.
Yeah.
And Randy Lane.
Sure. Randy Lane, there's a name I forgot.
Oh, I haven't.
Wow.
He introduced me to mushrooms. I'm sure he loves that getting out.
Yeah, what
the hell? He's a consultant now.
I'm sure it's all behind him.
Aren't they all? Anyway, so here's the point of this.
Yeah.
Our ratings had sucked. They're doing much better now. Right. We need you guys to listen harder so that we don't get screwed like Albie D did, a DJ who's been in town for a long time. And, well, frankly, the only station that we really see as a threat is the news station.
Yeah, I mean, for some reason, with all the goings on, people have made this station number one.
You know, I mean, I can deal with the fact this is Chocolate City, Washington, D.C. The hip-hop station will be number one.
Yeah.
You know, we've beaten the hip-hop station before in the overall ratings.
They've beaten us, and it never really bothers us.
You know, and then you've got the other hip-hop station. You know, this is a very, very urban market.
Yeah.
But this news station has risen like a phoenix.
Yeah, and this sucky news station.
And the guy who is
and they really are a sucky station.
The guy who is the program director is the guy who is a relentless self-promoter within the radio industry.
Right.
Is a guy that we've decided to take on in a little... and I think you're going to like today's episode. It's briefer than the previous episodes. And it gets right to the point that this news station is the enemy. And it's a radio soap opera. And goddamn, who doesn't love it? So, Buzz, you got your copy?
I'm ready.
Rob, you got yours? Hold on one more. There you go. Gotcha.
Very good. I'm ready.
And without further ado, cue Buzz Girdley.
It's time to meet the Fartleys. As we look into the glass-enclosed nerve center that is Jim Fartley's office, we find our hero busily trying to figure out something that's never easy for him. How to do his job. It's not that his job is all that difficult, it's just that he's a moron.
Well, let's see. I just can't seem to figure out how to do this radio job. Just when I think I'm getting a good idea, I get distracted by the shiny medal on the many meaningless awards that I have in my office. The funny thing is, I didn't earn a single one of them. Let's see. I gotta think. Think, think, think. Hey, look, there's a pencil. Ooh, yellow. Now, where was I? Oh, my God. This itching is killing me. Will it ever stop? Oh, well, that helped a little. Oh, yes, back to my job. Well, if I'm ever going to figure out this problem, I'm going to need some help. Oh, Bonnie!
Just then, Fartley's secretary, Bonnie Ville, comes into his office.
Oh, pardon me?
Hold on.
You called Mr. Fartley. I'm in here now.
Yes, Bonnie. Please call newsreader Ira Belbin. Into my office. I need to discuss some ideas with him, and if they work, I'll take all the credit.
As always.
So please bring me Ira Belbin and some more grape Kool-Aid. I just heard on the radio that it's hot today, and therefore I am parched.
Mr. Fartley, I'm not sure that Ira will be able to come in right now.
Oh.
I just saw him in the break room fighting with Sean Hall over an entire side of beef.
Oh, no.
They asked not to be disturbed.
Well, try to trick him into coming to my office the way we always do.
Yes, sir, right away.
After a brief delay, Ira Melman, the morbidly obese, bearded newsreader, struggled to fit through the office door and sat in the two office chairs in Fartley's office.
I'm Ira Belbin. News Radio. WTOP. Mr. Fartley.
Mr. Belbin. Thanks for coming in. And sorry about the trick we had to use.
It's okay, Jim. I always fall for the old trail of... You know, I'm actually trying to think how Ira Melman sounds.
It sounds like this.
Yeah. Does he really?
It sounds like this, Mike.
Like this,
say,
I might feel more comfortable. He's Jewish, right?
Probably.
I'm like Bruce Springsteen.
Yes.
What do you think, Kong?
I'll say yes.
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
Can we take it from the top with my role, please?
Sure.
Okay. Buzz, why don't we take it from after a brief delay?
All right. Ira Melman, the morbidly obese bearded newsreader, struggled to fit through the office door and sat in the two office chairs.
I hate to do this. I do a legitimate impression of Ira Melman. I mean, a real one, not a character voice like Fartley. I'd rather have you do Fartley and I do Melman.
Well, I can't do Fartley.
Oh, that's right. You can't do Fartley.
You could.
I'd be doing a disservice to all the great work that Mike has put in Jim Fartley.
For future, let me do Ira Melman for future shows. That's what I'd like to do. For future escapades.
Well, why don't you just, let's hear some of your Ira Melman right now. I mean, not off this dumb script.
Ira Melman, News Radio WTOP.
So it's kind of a Jim Elliott thing.
Hi. It's exactly what it is.
See, because I don't listen to the news station.
Yes.
And you do, right?
Yes, and you can do Jim Elliott.
Hi, it's Jim Elliott.
There you go.
Is that it? Hi.
That's it.
Ira Melman.
That's it.
I am Ira Melman.
We'll edit all this out.
All right, Buzz. This is good. I like it.
Buzz, take it from the top. So that's my motivation.
That's Jim Elliott. You're done. That's all you need to think
that's
about.
Why you're King of the Apes.
It's good. It's perfect.
Aper.
I love it. I listen to the guy so much. I love it. All right.
After a brief delay, Ira Melman, the morbidly obese bearded newsreader, struggled to fit through the office door and sat in the two office chairs in Hartley's office.
I'm Ira Melman, New Radio WTOP. Mr. Fartley.
Mr. Belvin, thanks for coming in, and sorry about the trick we had to use.
It's okay, Jim. I always fall for the old... Hey, it's Jim Elliott. Hey, it's Jim Elliott. I always fall. Jim Elliott, Don and Mike. I always fall for... Not today.
What?
Not today. I'm just canceling this episode.
No!
I'm just canceling this episode.
Come on.
I had no idea that when we were writing this that I was going to have to actually think about the guy's voice. And Mike, I really got to, hi, this is Jim Elliott.
Hello.
A fatter Jim Elliott.
Jim Elliott. It's okay, Jim.
You know what? You can't. I tell you, physically, it's very difficult to constrict your air canal.
Yeah. I always fall for the old. See, I can't do it like you can. It's Jim Elliott. And let's forget that.
Yeah, there it is.
Let's forget that.
There it is.
I always fall for the old trail of mayonnaise in the hall trick. By the time I finished eating all that Hellman's, I found myself at your office.
Well, Ira, I've just got to come up with some good ways to keep this rusty old vessel afloat. The good ship WTOP has been taking on water for months, and I fear the dotted bike submarine is in our midst.
Submarine. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
What are you doing?
Hi, Jim Elliott. Ah, submarine.
Submarine.
See? I can't. No, I'm sorry. Mike, unprecedented. I'm walking off Broadway. Ladies and gentlemen, my stand-in will have to do the role for the rest of the run. I'm afraid we'll reorganize.
Barry Martin, come back.
The role of Ira Melman will be played today by...
Yes. Matthew Broderick will be taking my place. Listen, let me just figure out the voice thing. And we'll come back to this tomorrow.
All right, very good.
Because I just...
Joan Crawford.
Hey, it's Jim Elliott. Hi. Hi, Jim Elliott.
There it is.
How come I can do it? See, I can't keep it going, though. I can only
You can read that line right there perfectly as in the Jim Elliott voice.
Which one?
The submarine line.
There you go.
Submarines.
You're wooing him back to the boards.
Submarine. Submarine sandwich.
Yes, there it is.
That's it.
Ira, you need to focus.
Jim, you need to calm down. What's the big deal?
Don't you get it? If we don't do something soon, people will figure out our deepest, darkest secret.
You mean the thousands of candy bars I have hidden?
I'm
effing it up.
No, you're not.
He's laughing because you nailed it.
No.
No, come on, Mike.
Come on, Don.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I'm just wanted to update on Albie D.
Albie VD. Oh, you're right. The DJ. Yes, sir. What about him?
Yeah, I was listening to WPDC. He's doing weekends there.
Good. I know he picked up somewhere on the weekend.
Well, I'm glad he got a gig at that's one of our sister stations. But if he wants to come on and just cut an a-hole over
sure.
there.
Sure.
Right. At Clear Channel,
he needs
why
full-time
not?
Gig.
Do it. Come on. Let him hang up, baby.
Albie, and wear one of your tank tops if you come on our show.
And that's all.
Hey, it's Ira Belbin. I'm Ira Belbin. You know, I think I just need to practice, Mike.
Yeah. That's all you need to do. You do Elliot, and it's the same thing, only fatter.
Hey,
that's what Rob
Elliot.
Said.
Yeah. Hi, Jim Elliot.
Yeah.
Boy, I guess I got to start listening to this thing. I can't. I cannot. No. I cannot keep it going. Sorry.
You can't do it?
Sorry, can't do it, Mike.
All right.
Maybe you can do double duty tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe I just won't come in for 10 minutes tomorrow.
All right, that's fine. Whatever you want me to do. But I like your Jim Elliot, and I think if you did it as Jim Elliot.
I'm a grade A button pusher.
You found your motivation with the Jim Elliot, though. Right. That's it.
Hi, well, thanks to you. Hey, Jim Elliot. Hey, it's Jim Elliot. Jim Elliot this morning.
You've heard the Melmans when they used to do their talk show.
Yeah, I know. And
the Don and Mike Show.
And the Jim Elliot thing is actually, it's pretty easy. It's almost... WAVA,
yep.
Jim Elliot for Don and Mike. Hey, let's take a call right now. Hey, Jim Elliot. Hey, hi.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Gladys.
I love it when you're on the show and Don and Mike aren't there. I really love it.
Hey, stop that now, Jim Elliot. He's out of the garbage. Having my candy. I'm doing my Nutrisystem commercials. Jim Elliot.
We love you, Jim.
How you doing, Barbara Zerfaz?
Can't get no rest.
That's something I've just said that is funny to nobody except me and Mike and Jim Elliott and probably not to Barbara Zerfaz.
Oh, probably not at all.
Probably not to her.
Wow, memories.
Oh, those
sweet
slacks.
Memories.
How you doing, Brent?
Hey, star of the week.
Oh, DJ of the week.
DJ of the week. I thought it was star of the week.
You know what they did at your desk? I heard them talking on the radio. Rob, where's my $60,000 automobile?
I'm Hi. Wondering if you can help me find my $60,000 automobile.
All right, now listen. See, here you go. I just figured it out.
Yeah.
I don't have to be the star player in this thing. I enjoy being a behind-the-scenes guy. I should be the secretary.
You can be Bonnieville.
And you should be Ira Melman, because you do that.
Hi.
Yeah.
W-T-O-P.
See, he can do it a lot better than me.
He's probably...
And I'm fat.
I'm not going to say that.
See, I don't have to play fat. I can give you skinny, but it takes some weight.
See, I Honor Sama Kong!
Kong is closer to Ira.
I beat you all to it.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
Hi, Jim.
Probably taller than Ira, though, right?
I don't know. I've never met him.
See,
time.
You sound like you have a jelly donut in your mouth.
I do.
Exactly.
I don't know whether to pull it out or swallow it down.
Hi, by Ira Melman. WTOP News.
Now, see,
time.
You started doing it, and now you're doing the Ira
But there's
Melman.
No way I'd be able to keep it up. I would need some Ira Melman Viagra.
WTOP News time.
A little help over here.
Yeah, there used to be a show. Rob hit me to the show. Back when WTOP, the news station, the highly bogus, overrated news station.
Yes. And incidentally, I wouldn't be disappointed if you said it that way every time. The what is it? The highly bogus, overrated
station. That incidentally plays more commercials than we do. Mm-hmm. They play more commercials than we do.
They're clever. They're
the difference is they talk for 30 seconds and they play a commercial.
Yeah. Right.
Then they talk for 30 seconds and they play a commercial. And they
do
talk,
not be fooled.
And they talk for 2 minutes and they play a commercial.
Right.
I mean, we don't lie to you. We play 18 minutes of commercials an hour. That's what the whores at CBS sell.
Mm-hmm.
T.O.P., 21 minutes an hour.
Hey, see?
21. And that's not counting all the brought to you by crap.
Oh, right. The sponsorships and everything that they do.
So anyway, this station, what they do is they hire these retreads who get fired from other stations. Mm-hmm. One of these retreads was this guy that worked at Oldies 100.
Yeah, the Oldies.
Rob and I used to goof on this guy all the time. Did the news in the morning. I remember on Oldies 100. I've got no sense of humor at all. And the man got his penis severed. Back to you, Murphy and Cash. You know, hey, it's crazy, Oldies 100. Anyway, one night Rob said to me, Frieda and I were coming back late from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob called up and said, are you within listening distance of Oldies 100? I said, yes, we are, about an hour outside D.C. He said, you got to turn it on. That news guy, Ira Melman, he's like doing a show with his wife.
Really?
Where they play records and they bicker like in between the records.
Oh, my God.
He said, she said that.
Right, so it would be...
gee, I wonder if his wife is a woman of larger carriage.
So they would come on and it would be like, oldies 100, it's the Melmans. That's what they called it.
The Melmans?
The Melmans. That was Top Jones. She's a lady. You like Top Jones, don't you? And then she'd go like...
I don't like Tom Jones.
I understand. He used to stuff a sock down there.
Oh, Ira.
Oh, I didn't even know
you
that.
You can call us. We're the Melvins.
Well, it was on for a long time, obviously.
Yeah, 2 hours, but it seemed a lot more.
Because they would only let them talk, like, for 45 seconds
right,
at a crack.
Right,
because it was, you know, after all, an oldie station.
At a crack.
So a lot of it would, a big crack.
A lot of it would be like, oldies 100, I'm Ira Melvin. I'm here with my wife.
Hi.
You made some dynamite pie last night.
Summer, number 15, gets a free wiping wand.
And now he's in a WTOP news time. Please, Christ.
There I am.
You know what you got? All of you people are? You are Ann Curry without the makeup.
Bingo.
All of you people over there, WTOP news radio.
The glass enclosed crack center.
I tell you, 1010 wins, you know what they do? They laugh at you.
Oh, yeah. They do indeed.
They laugh at you.
Rightly so. How much do we suck?
Hold on, this bulletin just in.
Something from Ira Melman. Oh, my. I couldn't agree more. It's best when it's live.
Thanks, some honey. A-hole keeps calling. Mm-hmm.
You better, you better believe that he's done that a few times in his studio.
Hey, hi. Yeah. All right, well, I'm sorry that I effed up Meet the Fartleys today, but Fartleys, excuse me. Mm-hmm. We'll bring it back tomorrow.
Very good.
We'll hold it. We'll refine it.
Retool it.
Got a bake. We'll
number
be back.
Number 4, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show.